Psalm 119, the last section. So we're reading from Tav, or as it's in modern Hebrew, Tav, 169 to 176. Let my cry come near before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise when you have taught me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you. And let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to us tonight. Bless it to us, we pray. Speak to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let the anointing of your Holy Spirit be mighty upon us all tonight, Lord. Oh, as we fill with your Spirit and the anointing of your Spirit in this place, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bring glory and honor to your name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Summing up how we need God's Word. The whole psalm has been about God's Word in all its various forms. And this section that we're looking at, Tau, it's in the life of the believer, it starts with the last verse. In fact, the last verse is the start of the whole psalm. It's 176, but it's actually the reason for the whole psalm. So we start with the last verse. The psalmist is aware of sin and failure and loss. And it's the story of us all. He says, I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. It reminds us of Isaiah 53. In verse 6 of Isaiah 53 it says, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. In fact, if you go to Isaiah 53 and make a comparison, which we will do with another scripture, it's quite interesting. Isaiah 53, and we'll read verse 5 and 6, because that sets out the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says in verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then if you read 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 24 and 25, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 24 and 25, we find, if you like, the solution, the bringing back. Verse 24, he's quoting Isaiah 53, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. What Isaiah was talking about, we've gone astray. Peter can say, but the remedy has now been made. We were like those sheep, but we've come back to the good shepherd. Hallelujah. We've come back to the Lord. The good shepherd. We find in the story of the good shepherd. The good shepherd, he leaves the 99 that are already in the fold, and he goes out into the wild, lonely countryside, the rocks, the mountains, to find the sheep that's lost, and to bring it home again. Rejoicing, to bring you and me. So the psalmist says, I've gone astray like a lost sheep, seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. I do not forget your commandments. Here's the answer to the problem. What God has spoken. The whole psalm is about what God has spoken. And what the psalmist is asking for here, it's the beginning really of the whole reason for the psalm. Through that psalm he's worked it out. I will not forget your commandments. Keep God's word fresh in your hearts day by day. Through this psalm 119, seven times, that's a perfect number, seven, it's complete. Seven times he says, I will not forget. Verse 16, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Verse 83, I have become like a bottle in the smoke. The vision is all clouded. Yet do I not forget your statutes. Verse 93. I will never forget your precepts, for with them you have quickened me, you have made me alive. Verse 109. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget your law. Verse 141. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget your precepts. 153. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Verse 176. I do not forget your commandments. Seven times, I will not forget. And he refers to the word of God in various ways. In all the ways that God has spoken, he will not forget. In all the ways that God has spoken, there is the answer to all the problems of life that he's faced. And when he's gone astray, like a lost sheep, it's the fact that he's not forgotten God's commandments that makes sure that he's brought back to the fold with rejoicing. Remember, the good shepherd brings the sheep back rejoicing. That which was lost has been found. In every circumstance, you see, in every aspect of God's word, I will not forget. I will not forget. You know, the Bible says in Galatians, there's a teaching in Galatians chapter 3, concerning the word of God, concerning the law, concerning the commandments and so on. It says the law, as far as we are now concerned, the law was our schoolmaster, our tutor, to bring us to Christ. The law taught us that we needed a saviour, that we might be justified by faith. Amen. Not by our attempts to do better, not by our attempts to turn over a new leaf, but to find that salvation that's in Jesus Christ and be justified by faith. Yes. So here's the beginning of the psalm. Here's the beginning of this stanza, right at the end, 176. The reason for the whole psalm. So we come to the 169, the beginning of this section. Let my cry come near before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. The psalmist's plea in these first two verses are for the Lord to hear him. We pray. We need to know that the Lord hears when we pray. Sometimes when people just say prayers, they don't know whether they're communing with God or not. They're just reciting something. But when we pray, we need to know and have that assurance that God hears as we are speaking. He is listening. That's the important truth that's given to us in 1 John and chapter 5. Because if we know that God hears us, then we can go further, a step further, and know that because he hears us, he will answer. 1 John chapter 5 and verses 14 and 15 says these things. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will... There's the secret for God hearing us. If we ask anything according to his will, know his word, know his promises. If we ask for anything according to his will, he hears us. Amen. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, that's according to his will, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We know we've got the answer. We know he will not say no. The law was our schoolmaster. The law of God. The word of God. Teaching us that we need to know the Saviour. And the psalmist knows here, that if God hears him, he will get an answer to his prayer. Let my cry, that cry is a cry that's an earnest cry. It's an urgent cry. It's a desperate cry. Let my cry come near before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. He wants to know that his cry is being heard. He wants to know that it's come near before God, that it's within his hearing. Amen. And if we know that, then we've got the answer. We've got the reply. What's he asking for? Give me understanding according to your word. Not just knowing God's word, but understanding God's word. Understanding what's required. Understanding how we have to come in faith. He wants a revelation from God concerning his word. That's why people who are not saved, people who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, can come to the Bible and read it, and it's a closed book to them. They read the words, but it means nothing. They need revelation. Revelation which comes by the Holy Spirit, so that they can have an understanding and know what God is saying and know what the promises are. Psalmist is praying in this first verse. He's crying to the Lord. He wants understanding. He wants revelation concerning God's word. It's God's word that he's holding to. It's God's word that he's depending on, but he wants to understand it fully. He wants to believe and trust it fully. And so in the next verse he says, let my supplication. The supplication is coming for God, knowing that he's a God of mercy and grace. The supplication is asking and seeking for God according to his grace and his mercy. You know you don't deserve anything, but you come bringing your supplication to him. He tells us in Philippians,